Alrighty, well, this little spritzy shower has just passed over top of me, and it's no longer raining, so I'm a happy guy. I am now home, having been fed, having hosted a net for the last hour, which has been fun. Anybody else have any questions before we move on? Alrighty, folks, well, it's going to be a fun weekend. It's going to be a gorgeous weekend. I will be down in Pennsylvania watching my son play hockey in the morning, and then in the evening he'll be playing at home up here in North Arlington. So that should be fun. I'll get some amateur radio time. And I'll see a lot of you at the Fairlawn Radio Club tomorrow night. We hope to, anyway. And that's one of our brother clubs, so hopefully you'll find that interesting. And down at the community center in Fairlawn. So, and we'll definitely see you guys on Sunday at the Barra meeting in Westwood. Probably Washington Township, pardon me. Alrighty, with no further ado, this is KTBAR thanking the Chestnut Ridge Radio Club for the use of the repeater, thanking you guys for great questions and dialogue tonight, and securing the repeater back to normal amateur radio use, whatever that means. And this is W2TTT off and clear. Take care.
KD2CWW.
Hey Chris, how are you? This is Jim. WA2UMB. KD2CWW, WA2UMB.
KD2CWW.
Chris, this is WA2UMB. Can you hear me?
Yeah, attempting to get back to you, but might not be working. KD2CWW.
We'll try one more time. This is WA2UMP. Can you hear me? KD2CWW, WA2UMP. Alright, this is with a better antenna. KD2CWW, WA2UMP. Can you hear me now, Chris?
I do hear you, Jim. KD2CWW.
Hey, how are you? Called you a minute ago. I don't know if you heard me. I had the with the antenna. It's as if maybe I was marginal or something.
I heard you trying to get back to me, but you might not have been able to hear me.
How's things at the new house?
Things are doing good. You know, most of my honeydew lists on the inside are done. Still do not have a radio set up, but I did find a wall mount bracket at a Radio Shack in Patterson. And brought it home and drilled out the holes for the bolts so I could use bigger leg bolts, and hopefully tomorrow night that'll go on the house, and then I could put that Austin Suburban up.
Sounds like a plan. So you still going with the tree, or it's going to go on the side of the house? Go ahead.
The wife told me that I should just put it on the house and get it over with, that I probably wouldn't be happy with the location of the tree. So just put it on the house and be as indiscreet as possible and go from there.
I tried to tell you that too, but you didn't listen to me.
Unfortunately, I have to listen to her.
Understood. I know exactly what you mean. Alright, well, it sounds like it'd be interesting to see how it works when you get it finally set up. Headed down to Florida in the morning. We're invited to a wedding down in Hollywood, Florida, which should be fun. So, I'm going to get away for 5 days. I'll be back on Wednesday. good to get away. We're going to go to the East Coast. Hollywood's just outside of Fort Lauderdale. Then we're heading over to Fort Myers for 2 days. We're going to rent a car. We're going to drive across and the Everglades and stay in Fort Myers for 2 days. So it should be fun to get away.
KD2CWW with WA2UNP. Yeah, that sounds good. I haven't talked to you since you were heading down the parkway. So hopefully you had a nice weekend also.
Yeah, we had a good time. good to get away. I worked some of the repeaters. Was able to hit the New York City repeaters after I talked with you. I worked the New York City repeaters until I got pretty far south. Then I worked the that repeater down in Toms River. Can you hit that repeater, incidentally, from where you live? I certainly can't hit it from up here. But I was, you know, of course I could hit it from the car. Go ahead.
Oh, unfortunately, with my setup, I cannot hit that. But when I was down in that area, I do frequently talk on that one. Also, the one in Barnegat, I frequent quite often when I'm down by my father-in-law's. He has a house down in Manahawkin. So, lively group of guys, always friendly and always always welcome to go there.
Go ahead. Okay, Tony. That's quite a long call. How many miles there are you from the repeater? This is up in Alpine. Go ahead. Got a little bit of propagation coming up the Hudson, propagates nicely for you, so that's a good thing. Name is Jim. I'm in Pearl River, New York. Tony, I didn't get your call. Let me turn it back to Chris. Go ahead, Chris.
Yeah, very good. Yeah, I'm going to have to put it over in listening mode over here. I just got a phone call, so pick it up with Tony, KD2CWW.
Okay, Tony, go ahead. Let me copy down your call from my logbook. Go ahead. N2TCG. WA2UMP. Okay. Is that a vanity call? Is the T in your call for Tony? Go ahead. All right, just a wild guess. Anyway, I'm using an ICOM 92AD, which is 5 watts, going into a log periodic, little indoor log periodic pointed due south, roughly toward Alpine. So let me turn it back to you, Tony. I'm not going to hold it. As I mentioned a couple minutes ago, I'm packing to go to Florida in the morning. So I'm still packing away. And with that, let me turn it back to you. N2TCG, WA2UMP. The Alenco. I'm not familiar with that antenna. Could you tell me a little bit about it? Okay, is this on your roof of your house? Go ahead.
Okay,
so sounds like a nice little compact antenna. Anyway, Tony, I won't hold it. Got to get back to packing. We've got to get up at 4:30 in the morning and head toward Newark. So I will say 73 and did enjoy talking with you, making your acquaintance. N2TCG, this is WA2UMP, wishing you a good evening and 73.
I'm going to go to bed now. This is N2TCG signing off.
73, Tony. WA2UMP, off and clear.
WA2CLP.
Station, you sound off frequency. Try it again.
N2TCG.
N2TCG, WA2CLP. Yep, you sound like you're 5KC off. Name is Dan. Is this Andre? Frequency is 146.955. The input is 146.355.
Okay, let me adjust.
Okay, I'll be standing by. This is WA2CLP. Dan and Closter.
Okay, Dan, this is Tony over here. N2TCG. How's the audio now?
Oh, much better, Tony. 100% better. Now it sounds really clear. Perfect.
I'm running an Olinko DR1200T here. It's a packet radio that I bought the mic for, and that's what I run.
Well, it's sounding great now. Where are you located?
The QTH here is South Amboy, New Jersey.
Well, you sound like you're right next door here. Yeah, this repeater has good coverage down into the shore area, and you're sounding full quieting and solid into the repeater. Very nice. So, welcome to the Chestnut Ridge.
Yeah, thank you. I usually go with the Green Book repeater, but there's nobody been on there. And the Old Bridge is right next to my town, the Old Bridge repeater. And there has been no people on there for weeks now. I've been giving my call out on the repeater, trying to talk on it. Nobody's been coming back to me. It's been dead.
Well, a lot of the repeaters are like that. A lot of them are quiet. This one gets a lot of activity and drive time and so forth. You know what's a good one down there? Do you have the Middletown frequency in there? That seems to have really good coverage. The Middletown repeater, do you have that in there?
No, I have to program that in. Yeah, there's a repeater right in my town on 440, which is active, but I don't have a 440. I have a 440 radio, but I don't have a 440 HT, and I don't. My Sandy took down my antenna on the roof, my 440 antenna. So I'm looking to buy a Radio Shack HTX 404. If you're familiar with them, so I have the 202, and I'm happy with that. So I want to get a HTX 404.
Yeah, I've heard of that. I've heard of that one. It's an older one. The Radio Shacks were pretty good when they came out. The receivers were pretty tight, I think, in those. I think they were monoband rigs. My HT gets a lot of interference from a lot of junk that's really not supposed to hear, especially when you put a large antenna on it and you got a lot of height. But I have the Middletown frequency if you want it. I was just able to get into that with 5 watts from the HT in the car. I have that frequency if you want it from Middletown. It's a pretty good machine.
Hey, what frequency is it?
It's 145.485. 145.485. And the PL is 151.4.
I got to give that one a try.
It has really good coverage. I mean, I can. I used to use that from door to door in the Mobile from going down to my parents' in Manchester next to Lakehurst and all the way up to Closter here, door to door with that Middletown repeater. That's why they call it Middletown. It's right in the middle, HI.
Yeah, there's a nice 440 repeater right in my South Amboy town, and it's right here on the water tower. Really nice repeater, but and it's very active because I hear people on all the time with my scanner. I use my scanner and I listen to it, and that's why I want to get a 440 handheld.
Well, give me the frequency. I'll see. It may or may not be in my radio, but I'll put it in. What's the frequency?
On my scanner. I don't have it up here. I'm upstairs now. It's downstairs on my scanner.
All right. Well, we'll get it sooner or later. It's a little far for an HT from here, although sometimes I go up to the top of the lookout here, you know, the cliffs, the Palisades, and height might, so with a little power, you can get out quite a distance of 440. All right. Very good. Well, yeah, I just have a new radio here myself, Gesu 2900. I've just been programming frequencies in it all night. I got a lot of empty spaces. I think it has like 200 memories, but it's 2 meter only. So I put a lot of public service in there and different things. And now I'm putting in some of the 2 meter frequencies.
This radio here is 2 meter only, but it has the public service frequencies. Also has the, you can get the police on it. You go to 155. Megahertz, and you can down to the aircraft. It has all that on there also, but I never use it too much.
Well, this one has all that, but not the aircraft. I put the marine channels in there. I have a little Yagi out back. I can hear, you know, the traffic from the harbor, the marine traffic and so forth, and come Memorial Day, there'll be a lot of little boats on the Hudson. We'll probably be able to hear a lot of that stuff on the VHF Marine.
I got a little scanner. I picked up a radio shack scanner, and it's a one-touch button. You touch it for marine, and you can just touch it for ham radio, one button, and it puts all the ham radio frequencies in for your area. You just touch one button, and it's already, you can program it manually, or you can have it pre-programmed, and it's real nice. So I just hit one button, and I can get all the marine frequencies, and I can listen to all the boat traffic.
Yeah, it gets real busy in the summer months. There's a lot of small boats, fishing boats, and so forth. If I go up to the lookout with the scanner, mostly it's busy on the Sound, more so than the Hudson. Oh, the Hudson gets traffic, too. Well, anyway, Tony, you're coming in great. Your radio's adjusted now, and, yeah, put this in the memory, because there's a lot of activity on here. You know, at different times of the day, there's a group that gets on even at, like, 1, 2 in the morning. So it's busy all around the clock. Over.
Good, thank you, and I will do that. This is N2TCG.
Yeah, this is also has EchoLink on it, too. You can access this repeater from your computer, EchoLink. The call sign is K2 Friendly Jim, K2FJ on EchoLink.
Never did. I'm not too familiar with EchoLink.
Well, it's based, you basically have access to amateur radio from your desktop computer. Mostly to repeaters and other stations that are logged on. Go to Echo. I think it's echolink.org or something, and it'll tell you all about it.
You can talk on your computer into a microphone, and it'll go out on the repeater?
Yeah, it'll go out to whatever station you connect. Some are repeaters, some are links, some are just stations. Basically, you download the free software onto your computer. You have to register for it. You have to have your license and so forth, and then they set you up, and you get a node number, or you get a station number, or whatever. It's a lot of fun because if you can get on a repeater from your computer, and there's stations all over the world on EchoLink. There are nets and activities and so forth. You can even click on W1AW and hear the code practice.
Got to look at that. I'll look at that tomorrow when I'm at work. Because I'm on a computer all day, I can do that.
Yeah, while you're there, check out IRLP.net. That's another internet system, but it's basically you connect from your radio to a station that has it. You can check out IRLP also.
It sounds like it's a lot of fun. I just got a new computer downstairs, so it'll be good. It's running Windows 7, So I got rid of my, well, I didn't get rid of it. I still have my XP computer on the side, but it's not hooked up. And I just got a computer now with Windows 7 on it, so it's really fast.
Oh, yeah, I have a lot of fun with Echolink, that's for sure. So anyway, it's nice to meet up with you here. And I'm just tuning around. I'm charging up my HT. A battery went on me after many hours, and we'll flip it and put the other battery in. But I basically put the same memory numbers, most of them, that I have in the HT in this radio, so I can program it. And it's a lot of fun to set it up the way I want it to work. I might even turn this into an IRLP node someday, but not right now. I've got to just figure out how this thing works and figure out a way to mount it in the car, because it's a brick and it's heavy, and you got to really bolt it in somewhere. So back to you. Go ahead.
Speaking of HTs, I just took the batteries out of my HT because they were about 10 years old, and they were NiCads, and they were only 700 milliamp hours, and I put nickel metal hydride in at 2,000 milliamp hours. It takes me longer to charge them up. It takes 30 hours on the charger, but I get much better battery life now.
Yeah, I have the nickel metal hydride in the weather, in the Midland weather radio, and I have three of them, but if you don't, if they sit around for a month or so, they tend to self-discharge. So you got to keep them sort of, you know, freshly charged, but don't overcharge them. The Midland weather radio is also a lot of fun because you can put your county code in there. The only disappointment is that NOAA weather in New York sort of been down for a while, and I'm relying on another station that's in northwest New Jersey. So very often you get a forecast, but it's like 10 degrees cooler there.
I have a weather radio too, and the that one frequency, 162.550, I think it is was out. They weren't broadcasting. I heard it was because they were interfering with some other frequency.
They should have told the Coast Guard to move their antenna. That's been up there, on, that used to be on Rockefeller Center there for years and years. All of a sudden they got some kind of interference problem. I don't know what it was all about, but I guess they know what they're doing. I think it's on now from Times Square, but with reduced power, I can't even hear it. It's really down in the mud. The one in Hardiston comes in better than that one does, and they really need to get that back on the air, especially now with summer months coming up and thunderstorms and tornadoes and what have. They really need to get it back on the air, up and running with full power.
I tried to listen to some of the other weather frequencies, but they're farther away, and they don't pertain to me, so it's kind of useless.
Well, this radio has the weather channel in it. It also responds to that tone, not the county tone, but the steady tone. Well, I use the weather band as a beacon on 2 meters. If 2 meters is going to be open, you'll hear, I can get sometimes when the band is open, I get the weather channel from Accomack, Virginia, which is about 300 and some odd miles down the road. And then when that comes in, then I know 2 meters is open, maybe there'll be a band opening, a trobo on 2 meters.
I've talked to Texas on sideband on 2 meters already, and when it was open. And I have a all mode, a Kenwood, TS-700 here. It's got a problem, though. It doesn't work on FM anymore. It only works on sideband. So I only use it on sideband, but I don't know why it doesn't work on FM. I get no modulation, just the carrier.
Yeah, I'm not sure. Maybe you can look it up on one of the websites, and maybe somebody has a fix for it, or maybe it's not set up properly or something. Well, yeah, and it's horizontal on sideband. I have a small 2-meter sideband rig, a 3-watt. And I don't know, over the years, the activity on there has gotten less and less. But in June, they have the VHF contest coming up, so 2-meter sideband will come alive on that weekend. There'll be plenty of stations on. If you work Texas on there, it must have been a skip of some kind. Usually we get Tropo on 2 meters up and down the coast. So it's a lot of fun. But 2-meter FM has the most activity, I think, on repeaters, local clubs, and so forth, traffic handling, and what have you.
Yeah, Skip was on that night. It was everything was bombing in, and I said, I dusted off the radio, and I made a contact out there, and I was surprised. And then I tried it a little while later, and couldn't get anything. And I've been trying it every so often when Skip is in. but I'm not. Nobody seems to be on it too much anymore.
Yeah, it's not regular that they get to skip on 2 meters, but you can. But mostly, I think Trobo, or it could have been in one of those linking stations where you were linked to. If it was it on sideband, was it a direct contact on sideband, or was it on FM? Oh, so you said the radio doesn't work on FM. Could have been some kind of e-skip or whatever they call it, sporadic. But you made the contact, so that's good.
I had my radio, and I had it onto a 80-watt linear I had here, and I had it on sideband. And unfortunately, I've lost the linear. I can't find it. I looked around, and it's nowhere to be found. So now my rig just puts out, I think, 10 watts on the sideband. That's all it puts out. But that could be a factor too. I can't find the linear anymore.
Oh, it's probably somewhere in the shack. Hi. Yeah, this rig here puts out, has four levels, 5, 10, 30, and 70 watts on FM. So it's got a lot of power. The whole thing is one big heat sink. Right now, I'm just running it on low power. The repeater's actually in the backyard. It's on 5 watts right now.
My Elinco I'm using right now just puts out 25 watts. And it has a low power for a 5 watt. And I just keep it on the 25 watt position. They said one of the drawbacks, it doesn't have 50 watts. But I get out for 25 watts. I get out all over. I don't need anything more than that.
Well, it's certainly working. Okay, I'm going to jump out of here. I got a few things to take care of in the shack. Tune around a little bit. And it's nice meeting up with you, Tony, so feel free to check in any time. Check out the Echo Link. It was fun. It's a lot of fun. I don't actually remember the call, so back to you. This is WA2CLT in Closter, saying 73, but listening. Out.
Hey, threes, we're going to be looking around the band a little bit. This is November 2, Tango with Charlie Golf. N2TCG, Tony over here, saying 73s, signing out.
KD2CWW.
KB2 VOR.
KB2 TIA. Good morning, Rocky.
Hey, Steve, what's up? Came into a surprise this morning. Got no telephone, no internet. I don't know what the heck's going on. I got it on Comcast Cablevision.
Oh, maybe some kind of outage or wire came down somewhere?
Possibly I had an outage. I looked at the wires coming into my building. They look okay. But I don't even have a phone number here that I can call them from my cell. I got to wait till I get the girlfriend's house, and I got to see if she can call them and get my phone switched over to my cell, so at least I have some type of phone to operate with here.
Do you have a lot of work tonight?
No, not really. I got one cop from town. I'm going to be putting a radiator in his Acura. And I got another car that's been sitting around for a year. The guy can't drive anymore. He had a battery put in somewhere, and somebody sold him a real piece of junk. Not even half the cranking amps in the battery that the car actually calls for.
Yep, I can see as where that would be a problem.
Yeah, me and his son went up and got the car jump-started yesterday morning in the driveway in North Arlington, and I seen him yesterday at lunchtime and told him, I said, your father got a real piece of junk. I told him with the cranking amps. This guy knows a little bit about cars. I said, it's only got a 460 cranking amp battery in it. He goes, that's nearly not enough for that car. I said, you are right.
Yeah, driving home from the train station, this guy was in a white 4x4 in front of me. And he was weaving all over the road. And I see he has his driver's side window down with his arm hanging out. And he was so bad I couldn't even pass him, you know. He's creeping along. So then finally, and sure enough, he goes like 80% of the way home that I take. So finally on a big four lane, I managed to go real wide and pass him.
What do you think? He was out partying a little too much?
He was a young guy, mid-20s. As I drove by, I took a look at him, and he had the window open. He looked right at me. So he knew I knew. You know, especially when you're creeping along that slow, you know, you're going to draw a lot of attention to yourself and weaving like he was.
Yeah, that's for sure. I know you've been busy. I hate to ask you this question. Have you had a chance to get back to the TYT yet, or you just had no time?
I knew you were going to ask me that. Nope, not at all. So I haven't made any progress on anything whatsoever. So with my daughter being sick, and the rain, and the wind... Those the other 2 days, it was windy as hell out here. It was like 35-somewhat mono winds. I wasn't taking down an antenna. And it's just been crazy, man. It's just unbelievable, Rock. Every time I attempt to do anything, it's like something happens. So I think I just got to do stuff on the spur of the moment and see how that works out for me.
I had a feeling that wasn't a good question, KD2BOR, with everything you've been telling me. I don't even know why I asked you that. I picked up a play toy on eBay the other day. I had that money burning a hole in my pocket from that old 11-meter equipment, and I found a price. I couldn't believe a guy was getting rid of a radio like this that I picked up for such a cheap price. I lapped up on it right away, an old Kenwood TM2570A. Everything works. Got the tone board, and it's a 70-watt radio. I mean, it's clean as a whistle.
What is it exactly?
A Kenwood TM-2570A. 70-watt 2 meter radio.
Okay, pretty cool. I'm not familiar with that one.
I just couldn't pass it up. I see them going for a lot more money. And there was five people. I just punched it in for the heck of it because I was looking at the 2550A and the 751 I was actually looking at, but you can't find them. But I saw five people watching. I punched it in. He wanted $100 for it. I hit the buy. I read the description, and I hit the buy now right away.
Yep, it's great when you come across those things and you can just jump on them. I don't know. I really want to get an analyzer, so that's probably going to be my next big purchase.
Yeah, I know. Charlie's meeting Don today at the wheel, and he's going to check out a couple antennas for Charlie again with his analyzer.
Yeah, maybe one Friday when they're going to meet up. I don't know how far that would be from me, but I'd like to meet Don. Take a trip.
BOR. Well, I don't know what you're doing May 24th. It's a Saturday. I know Don's going. No rain. I think Charlie's going. Chris, CWW, Sean. We're all going to the Barra Ham Fest.
Okay, I fixed two mistakes and uploaded a new membership file. So we have currently have 50 members.
Yeah, I heard you talking about it yesterday. I forgot who you were talking about it with. I'm getting my new computers ordered, so I'm hopefully... when I get my new computer, I'll be able to go on the page with no problems. Like I told you, I don't even try to go on it right now because it just locks my computer dead up.
Yep, we did talk about this earlier. My apologies. You know, I'm really kind of fatigued today, really tired. And so I'm kind of babbling a little bit and talking about stuff I already talked about.
That's okay with me, Steve. I tend to do the same thing. I think it's a touch of that WA2ZOZ Kraft disease.
Today is Willie P's birthday, so I put up a happy birthday message for him.
Very, very good. Wish I could see it. I can't even get on the darn internet if I wanted to get on right now.
N1LU Mobile.
Good morning, Charlie.
Morning, Steve. Morning, Rocky. How's it going, guys?
Let me see if I have it. I'm doing good, Charlie. How you doing?
Not bad. Hearing the repeater pretty good this morning. It was terrible coming home yesterday. Very noisy. But anyway, it sounds good today. Steve, did you check out that audio clip? I did a search. How do you post an audio file to Facebook? And there's no way of doing it on Facebook. But you go to this thing called Audio Cloud, I think. And you upload your file there. And then on that site, you can post it directly to Facebook. Worked out real well.
This is the same clip about you talking about, like, Ryder and UConn. Did you post it on Facebook? Because I don't see it on the group.
Posted it on my personal Facebook.
Okay. I could pop over there and share it with the group.
Yeah, I guess now that it's there, sure. Absolutely. But I was just trying to get it posted on my Facebook site and figuring out how to do it. It was pretty cool. I'm glad I did a search. Some woman showed you how to do it. She said, as of now, there's no way of doing it directly on Facebook. But you can use this thing called Audio Cloud and upload it there, and then just share it on Facebook or Twitter or whatever whatever site you happen to like.
Okay, done. It's shared with the group and on after midnight.
Okay, good. So you found it. Sounds good. So it's a nice clip. I really like it. It's nice and long. It's like 3 minutes long, and my audio sounds great on that radio. That guy was in Canada that was recording it, and the guy that I was talking to was in Georgia. Over to you, Rocky, KD2BOR and 1LU.
KD2BOR. I came into a nice surprise this morning, Jolly. No telephone, no internet, no nothing. Don't even have a number for Comcast here. I gotta wait till I get to Debbie's house.
That stinks. At least you have electricity.
Yeah, that's for sure. I don't know what the heck happened, but I gotta try. She's gotta get a hold of somebody and see if I can get my incoming calls for the business transferred over to my cell phone so they see what happens. I'm without a phone, everything.
Charlie, what was the call sign of the guy you're talking to?
Oh, I don't remember. He gives it in the audio clip toward the end. I have it written down home, but I didn't memorize it.
Okay, no problem. I just would have edited the title. I put up a new membership list. We have 50 members. One member is a silent key now, so I put him down on the bottom as an honorable mention and deactivated his account. But we have 50 active members. Pretty cool.
Who's Silent Key?
Tony, WW2W. That's a nice call.
Yeah, I don't think I don't think I know him. Where's he from?
I'm going to take a group, guess, but I think he's like one of Tony Mack's group or something like that.
You mean Kenny Mack?
What did I say, Tony? Yeah, Kenny Mack.
Oh, okay. Was that recent?
I think it was about a month ago. I think Tony Miranda put up a comment about it.
N1LU Mobile. Jeez, I got that goddamn sound whenever I'm keying up on high power. Well, that's too bad. I mean, I didn't know the guy, but it stinks when you gotta travel that path. Go ahead, Rocky. Over to you.
KD2BOR. I don't know if you heard me telling Steve. I couldn't resist. I picked up an oldie but goodie, Kenwood, that works excellent. No issues with it. Tone board. 70-watt output at Ulta. I jumped on it on eBay the other day. I couldn't believe the guy was letting it go so cheap. I got the radio yesterday, tested it. It's immaculate. An OTM2570A, 70-watt, 2-meter radio.
Oh, very good. What'd you get it for?
$100.
That's pretty good. Where are you putting it?
I don't know, I might utilize it at my apartment since I'm stuck with that indoor J-pole. I figured an extra couple watts might not be a bad thing. I was on it yesterday afternoon with Bill, and I forget who else was out there. He just told me get away from the microphone a little bit because the audio was real hot, but they said it sounded pretty good when I backed off the mic.
Oh, okay. Well, I'd like to hear it for sure.
It was surprising. It had the tone board in it. It's very hard to find these older ones with the tone, the TU-7 tone board.
And it looks nice. It's in good shape.
Two little scratches on the bottom cover that you don't even see because it's face down. I mean, minor scratches.
Oh, very good. How many power levels? I don't know if you want to run 70 watts with the antenna in the same room as you.
It's only got 2, 5, and 70. I'm going to see if there's any adjustment to turn up the low power a little bit. And the antenna that I got's not in the same room with me. It's completely in another room.
Oh, okay. Well, that's not too bad then.
I was really surprised. All the panel lights, the meter lights, everything works on it. It looks pretty good. I couldn't resist. About 5 people were watching it, and I just jumped on it right away. It was a no-brainer. Over to you, Steve. KD2BOR.
Rocky or Charlie, if you have any information about that Barra Hamfest, like a flyer or something, email it to me, and I'll put it up on the group. I just put one up for Limemark tonight. They're having their outdoor one on June 1st. That's their outdoor flea market. That's their nicest one. Me and Jim went last year, and we found a lot of cool stuff. That's where I bought my tuner. I bought the my LDG tuner for like $100 there.
If you go on the Barra website, I'm sure you can download a flyer there. They usually have them there.
Okay, and it's just B-A-R-A?
Yeah, I believe so. Or you could look up Bergen County Amateur Radio.
Here's you pull it up, Steve, which is B-A-R-A. Try punching up Barra Hamfest.
I think I heard, let me see if I'm doubling. I think I heard Ruby on the N2ION 440 machine out in Long Island. I can barely hear that when I'm driving on the Merritt, but I'm pretty sure it was her. Couldn't get back to her, but I listened for a while. Lost it before I heard her give her call sign, but it did sound like her.
Yeah, I saw she was on the group a little after midnight. Was this just now?
No, this was a day or two ago on my way home.
I chat with her sometimes and send Facebook messages. Old friend.
Yeah, I'd like to have a QSO with her, but never seem to run into each other on the same, repeater that I can get into. I dropped down to 10 watts. Am I still in there?
You're still in there, no problem. The problem with Ruby is whenever you talk to her, all hell breaks loose because you get all these knuckleheads come out. Oh, it's a lady ham, and they just lose their minds. I'm trying to get the flyer, and it says click here to view the PDF version of the ham flyer. And then when I click it, it downloads it, but when I try to open it, it says there's an error. So I don't know what the hell's going on.
Can you view it before you download it? If you can view it, just to highlight the location bar, and just post that on amateur radio, after midnight. Then they can follow it to that.
No, they won't let me do that. If I click it in any way, it starts to download.
I mean, if you're looking at it on your screen, just go up to the location bar where it says www.barrahamfest. Flyer or whatever it says, highlight that and just post that link on after midnight, and then just say something Barra Hamfest, May 24th, follow the link for more information. And when LU Tappan Zee Bridge, I decided to stay away from the George. Sounded like there was a little bit of a mess over there.
I don't know, error comes up saying invalid menu handle.
Interesting. I'll have to check it out when I get home if I have time today. So you're done for the weekend now, Steve?
Yep. I go back Sunday at 4 p.m. So it was, you know what's weird is I worked 3 days this week and it seems horrendous. my daughter being sick like she was. I called in for 2 days. So I spoke with my boss today and I said, you know, do me a favor. I realized Wednesday, you know, I was out and it generated overtime. I said, but a Tuesday shift was covered, so would you give me a vacation day instead of a sick day? So he's like, oh, what, do you want to save the days for the middle of summer when you want to take off? I said, you know, every sick day I've had, except for one, I said, has been used on my kids. So he said, I'd rather have that as, an ace in the hole when something goes wrong. You know, and so he goes, all right, no problem. You know, so he said he'd give me the one sick day. Oh, look at this. Ruby's texting me right now.
I'll let it get on. Good, Rock, over to you.
KD2VOR. I'll tell you, it was nice to see the sun out yesterday afternoon, Charlie, and I'll tell you, it got nice and warm. It was beautiful.
Yeah, it was downright hot. That's the most heat we've seen in many, many months. But yeah, it was very nice. Pretty cloudy this morning, you know, a lot of broken up clouds. But I could see sky through it, but and it's a little chillier than I thought it was. I got to put the fan back in the window for nights like this. Circulate some of the air. It was a little stagnant in the bedroom, so it was a little bit uncomfortable.
Yeah, don't forget how damp everything yet is too, Charlie. That probably was part of it. I mean, I think I asked you this once before. How many air conditioners you got in your house? Do you have two central units or you have one?
I have two. One for the main house and then one in the back for the family room.
Yeah, I thought that's the case when I added that room onto your house. That's nice having central. We always had wall units in Debbie's house and we had the central put in because she's got hot air heat. And matter of fact, they just fixed that last week, too. That they put a whole new compressor and condensing unit outside, about a third of the size of the old one.
Yeah, everything's smaller nowadays. Yeah, it's you know, it's nice having central air, but when you have a problem, it's a lot more expensive than going out and buying another air conditioner. He's just Freon alone. I've got a real small leak that they can't seem to, well, they haven't really looked for it because they said it would be very expensive to look for it. But it's, you know, it's small, but causes me to get, you know, a Freon fill up every other year, I guess. And you know Freon, that stuff's not cheap.
N1OU, KD2VOR. Yeah, depending on what's in your unit, unless they converted it over, but if you're still using what they call refrigerant 22, that went crazy just like the stuff for a car did years ago. She had the small leak for a couple years, and it started getting worse and worse, and they traced it down to the condenser outside. But she's got a contract on hers.
Yeah, our only advantage is my wife's cousin is in the industry. He's got his own air conditioning business. So he comes over and he gives us a good price.
That's always a good thing. And by the way, my internet's back. I was sitting here in front of my radio in a computer cabinet. I said, let me see if I can bring the internet up. It's back.
Oh, very good. You check your phone line?
No, not yet. I imagine the phone's working, too, since this is back, because I got the triple play here with the TV, the phone, and the internet from Comcast.
Okay, very good. Yeah, sometimes you feel naked when you miss something like that. If I leave my cell phone home, which I haven't done in quite a long time, I feel lost.
I literally go out of my mind. You know, I'm not a person that lives on a phone, but, you know, with Debbie's father being home by himself, and her at work and me at work, I always got to, even if I'm out road testing a car, I take my phone with me in case she calls me, God forbid.
Yeah, I can't imagine how I got by without one. We definitely needed one when the kids were younger, you know, so people could reach us, especially when we're on the road or if anything happens. I remember the first phone we had, it was installed in the car in a little case. You'd open the case and pull out the phone, and it looked like a, you know, telephone in the house. Had a little antenna on the roof. It was pretty weird. Now they're so small. Although mine's not that small. I wanted a bigger one when I got the smartphone so I could, you know, I wouldn't have to squint to see what I'm looking at on the screen. But the technology is advanced quite rapidly considering it's only been, let's see, how old's my son? 20? He's going to be 20. Yeah, in 20 years the technology really has flown by.
I'm looking at your pictures right now. That's pretty sharp. I like the way that little holder, the way the radio's sitting in there. That Healy, or whatever you want to call it, that looks like a pretty hefty plug going into the side of that radio.
Yeah, that was one of the complaints from people that had that used a Traveler on that HT, is that the connector wasn't a right angle connector, so it didn't lay smooth on the side of the radio. It stuck straight out. So I just had to make an accommodation for that in the plastic. Now I'm trying to figure out how I can get the plastic, mounted in a car. I was thinking of Velcro, but, you know, that radio's a little bit on the heavy side. I don't know if it would hold on Velcro. So I got a couple of other ideas. The case, the top that goes over, when you just see the whole radio sitting in that plastic sleeve, then I put the top over it, that's going to have to be Velcroed on somehow. I was thinking of one of those Velcro straps and just wrapping it around it. But, it was fun to play with, but it came out pretty cool. Each day I had to make, you know, subtle changes just so it fit a little bit better. It's a little bit more snug than I thought it would be, but it's just about a perfect fit.
I think you're doing a darn good job on it. That's all I got to say.
Well, the next time I come by, I'll bring it. So maybe if you looked at it, you can give me some pointers and an idea which way to go with it. But anyway, it was fun to work on. Gave me something to do at work when it was boring. Let's see if Steve is back with us. KB2TIA and 1LU Mobile.
I'm here, still chatting though. She asked me to do her a favor, and also I'm trying to help her with the Echolink.
And she can't hit the repeater from where she is?
She's currently away from the radio.
Oh, okay. All right, very good. Well, say hi for me. Over to you, Rock.
KD2VOR, I just checked my telephone just to be sure. You had me thinking there for a little bit. It's working too. That's a relief.